to into the demonic realm, and that's the last thing you want to do. There's, you will get fame and fortune and the great wealth if you tap into the other dimension, but do not do it. Unity Course, to get our four CD set with Constance Cumby, Aquarian Conspiracy, the Aquarian Conspiracy. You need to get the DVD Constance did for us. It's called The Emergence. The Emergence. We have all sorts of information on the supernatural. We have a great four-tape set on the supernatural. We have the book, The Beautiful Side of Evil by Joanna Michelson, who was a medium, was deeply involved in the occult. And you really will want to get that information to understand what we're up against. So if you want to understand what's going on financially, well, you need to get my talk on the financial Armageddon and my talk on the financial tsunami, and both of them come with, certainly with syllabuses. And then, ladies and gentlemen, start making preparations, because we're in for some very difficult times. It was over the weekend that 11 U.S. naval warships went through the Suez Canal along with one Israeli warship, and now they're in the Red Sea within striking distance of Iran. I got an email from somebody I know, spent his life in intelligence, and all that it said is, it's beginning. It's beginning. That was the message, and then of course he referred, of course, to the warships moving into that area. Certainly they'll have another two or three carrier groups within striking distance within the next few weeks. Certainly by the end of July, the 1st of August, everything will be in place. Are you ready for America to go into another war? Are you ready for the implications and for the civil unrest in this country that could happen, especially if we were to have some terrorist attacks? And they could all be staged. They could be false flag Sunday attacks. We don't know what's going to happen. We do know that we've been financing the terrorist movement for years. If you don't believe that, you need to get the book called The Devil's Game. The Devil's Game. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then please pray for America, pray for revival, but please pray for Radio Liberty. This is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you listen to. You're listening to, they happen to be my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be the views of our good friend, Bob Fletcher. Hi, Bob. How are we doing?
I'm hanging in there, Stan.
All right, fine. Well, these certainly is exciting times. Lots of things are happening, and we were going to talk a little bit about at least one thing about what's going down there on the Gulf of Mexico, about this oil spill. And I just got a frantic call this morning from a very good friend who said, "Did you know that a Korean submarine had blown up that well?" And I said, "That's probably the most ridiculous thing I've heard. I've heard that story a dozen times. That would be an act of war. Do you really think this the the North Koreans want to take a chance on a major war with the United States when we would use nuclear weapons and wipe them off. I mean, do you really believe that? And, of course, we've been allowing them to. We've been financing North Korea for years. We've been letting them counterfeit our money so they can maintain their ruthless communist regime. But we finance communist regimes throughout the world. We can't let the public know. But they're certainly not going to blow up our oil well there. Nothing happens by accident. It's all planned. But there's so much disinformation and misinformation, and everything is designed to confuse the American people. Some people tell us how many barrels per day are coming out. The figures are all different. And then they will convert it to gallons per day, and then they'll convert it to liters per day. And you've got so much information, they call it cognitive dissonance. There's no way you can figure what's going on because they're intentionally confusing you. But you pick up the story, Bob. I'd like to know what you think.
Of course, the idea of North Korea being involved with it, I think it's absolutely ridiculous, something to not even concern ourselves with. And like you say, though, there's so much disinformation, and it even includes what I would refer to personally as the radical, really radical left-wing or right-wing, whatever it might be. These concepts that always pop up, and they popped up going way back to all of the different potential terroristic events, going even back to the Oklahoma bombing. There was all kinds of ridiculous things that had been brought up as to who did it and what was used and all of that. And again, like you say, that's all part of the disinformation, misinformation. And of course now, with the World Wide Net and with the internet, the way it's set up, it's great because it's great for educational purposes on one hand, but on the other hand, it's really great as a tool of the bad guys, the one world people that want to put us into unconstitutional world government, because they can put anybody can put anything out there on the internet. And it's sort of like a subconscious psychological thing that when people see that on screen, they see that on their computer screen, and it says written by so and so, published or whatever, the copyrighted, etc. It becomes some kind of like a realistic report, and even if it's junk, even if it's complete made up garbage, it becomes, you know, some kind of a realistic-looking report, and that's, of course, very scary because that messes up the opportunity of getting a really good report on what's really going on, what is the purpose, and where is it going.
All right, well, we're going to be back in just a moment with Bob Fletcher. And you know, recently, of course, they wanted some actual information from, I think it was British Petroleum, so they sent them about a billion of papers, billion forms of papers, just, you know where you can go to them all. Bob, are you on a hardline phone? Basically, the voice doesn't sound quite as clear as usual.
I'm okay. Are you hearing me all right?
Well, I'm hearing you, but are you on a regular telephone?
Yes, sir.
All right, fine. Well, maybe we just have a little muffled connection. But anyway, of course, and I'm not sure whether it was British Petroleum or who it was. Maybe it was Goldman Sachs. But the Congressional Committee wanted information. They sent them a billion sheets of paper with information on them. And they did that it wasn't British Petroleum. It was, I think, Goldman Sachs. They did that, this is what they call just swamping people. It would take you years to go through a billion sheets of paper. And so you put out all this information, and there's just no way you can figure out what's going on.
And it works. You know, that type of thing works. You either do one of two things, and that is they just go with the initial response, which is that nobody seems to know anything.
I think what I'm going to do, Bob, I'm going to ask you, if you'll hang up, and I'm going to ask my producer to give you a call back.
Right? Okay, fine.
All right, fine. So I'm going to ask my producer to call my guest back again to see if we get a little better line, because usually we get much, much clearer response from Bob Fletcher. So if my producer will go ahead and call our guest back again, then we'll be talking to him. So If the good doctor would call our guest back, there he's saying, yes, okay. Basically, as we look and see what's happening in the Gulf, we do know, Sydney, that they are not doing what's logical to try to stop the oil spill. Now, we do know a few things. Was there advanced knowledge? Well, certainly, we know that, for instance, before the 9/11 attack, why, of course, there were a lot of people were shorting the American Airlines and United Airlines stock, and we assumed that there was a very definite relationship to what was going on. They knew the stock was going to fall. And it's very interesting, of course, that there was a man, his name is Peter Sutherland. He's associated with the Trilateral Commission, and he was the CEO of BP. Just a few weeks before the tragedy, why he left British Petroleum and went to work for Goldman Sachs, that promptly sold 46% of the British Petroleum stock before the stock tumbled down. Now, we don't know whether they shorted the stock, but we do know they sold 46% of their stock, and at least that is what is reported. And if that's the case, it certainly suggests that Mr. Sutherland and Goldman Sachs knew the stock was going to go down. Why would you, otherwise would you sell one of the finest stocks that they have on the market today? And, of course, what is the future for British Petroleum? It's pretty grim. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Bob, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, fine. And certainly have... Well, anyway, I was just talking about the fact that the Goldman Sachs, we had a major disaster was going to take place. Now, maybe it's just coincidence, but maybe it's not. And certainly, I do not know what caused the disaster, but I will tell you one thing. Somebody's putting out a lot of organized disinformation to confuse us. Who would be doing that? I do know that they're not doing what's logical to try to stop this. And when you read the reports, for instance, in the Wall Street Journal, they were saying, well, they had all these plans, you know, in case this should happen, and they were going to put their booms out. Those are those seats of plastic that's in the water that stops the oil from coming into shore. But they got the wrong size, and they just didn't have the right size. They've been planning this for years, and they just accidentally had all the wrong size booms. How could you be that incompetent, you know, unintentionally? But you pick up the story, Bob.
Well, it's amazing. I mean, there's a lot of things that just applying common sense don't seem to be fitting. Now, like you say, with Goldman Sachs unloading a lot of, moving an awful lot of their shares and getting out of it, that is really fishy. And in the past, that has happened several times in similar situations, where certain people would either buy or unload large volumes of some stock, and lo and behold, within 30 days or a couple of weeks, it either would go up or down because of either a troublesome problem or a corruption of fraud or theft, or something would appear and would make the value go radically down or radically up, depending on what the benefit was at that time. So those are peculiar coincidental events that seem to happen every once in a while.
And I would just simply mention that Mr. Sutherland, who was the former CEO of BP, was a member of the Trilateral Commission, and certainly the members of the Trilateral Commission totally surround President Obama, and certainly they direct what he is doing. It may be just another coincidence, but go right ahead.
Sure, and then we have, like you said, the equipment not being right. And then secondarily, the moving terribly slow on trying to stop this oil. You know, this is something like, you know, if you, you know, there was a little comedy bit done on YouTube, on television or something, where they spill a cup of coffee on the table, and then they do all this ridiculous things about how they're going to stop the coffee from running all over the table. And it was kind of funny on the one hand. But on the other hand, the bottom line is that when something like this takes place, you have to move as you have to function like a local fireman. You have to function like a local policeman. You have to respond instantly with 1, 2, 3, the best, most logical emergency actions to to clarify the problem.
Well, because we hear stories that certainly the European oil companies, and there was one that, whether it was Royal Dutch Shell or just something having to do with the Dutch government, it was Dutch anyway, and basically they had a program by which they could actually siphon up the oil, to put pipes down there, draw in all the oil, pump up the oil, they'd get most of it, the vast majority of it, and then they had the facilities actually to separate the oil from the water and then discharge the water and keep the oil, and it would have been a very efficient means of keeping the oil out of the Gulf. But our federal government, the Obama administration, declined their offer to help. And then, of course, there were other European countries. In fact, there were apparently 13 companies or countries that had various programs by which they could stop the oil from spreading and put booms out and various convenient means of picking up the oil. And we wouldn't let any of them intervene because of the Jones Act. And the Jones Act, you know, we are a nation of laws. And the Jones Act said that we couldn't let other countries come in. And, of course, they could suspend the Jones Act any time in emergency. But it would appear that the Obama administration didn't want anything done. And,
yeah,
of course,
that's another one of the, you know, ridiculous, curious bits to this whole thing. The president can do a presidential emergency executive order. He can sign it off and be done with it in like 24 hours and put the Jones Act aside, put it up on the shelf, and we can rush the emergency equipment in as needed. We have the Arab Air, the Dubai. They have this gigantic, already sitting in warehouses, this entire multiple manner by which to stop oil spills. They have it set up for themselves. They have an entire separate, it's a bureaucratic system. It's like a fire department that sits full-time 24 hours a day on ready to grab up oil by the barrels upon barrels. They have offered to supply us with the equipment and even the people. They do fire drills. This is a regular ongoing operation. It's not something that they have to create. And it's sitting there. It's in the warehouses. The equipment is there, and we have not called them in for help. They have one fella, a company, a private company, has 12 to 15 full-time skimmers. These are huge, very large, like a raft type of a barge that is created and completely manufactured for one thing, and it is to skim across the top and to suck up the oil. He has 12 to 15 of these full-time ships ready and available. He has been sitting since he offered it 30 days ago. He's still waiting for somebody to call him back. You know, this kind of stuff is just as bad as the spill itself. For us, our government, to fail to get down there and to go in and clean up this mess, and even if it means bringing in people from who cares where, if they have the equipment, we need to bring them over here right away. And it should have been done in 3 weeks, 2 weeks. It should have been done in 15 days so that within 20 days they were running into each other out there.
Well, you know, the thing is that basically you have to ask yourself why we're not doing what's logical. And, of course, one reason is because President Obama, in his speech, said that America is going to be changed by this episode. Now, if you solve the problem, America wouldn't be changed. But what was the basic theme of the Obama administration? His candidacy, change. He wants to change America. What does he want to do? He wants to get through the cap and trade legislation, which, of course, will impoverish America, drive up our cost of electricity, and, of course, force us to use green electricity. We will simply stop all offshore drilling. The America will stop. Nobody else is going to stop offshore drilling. The United States is going to stop offshore drilling. He put on a six-month ban on any deep well offshore drilling by the United States. That's not going to influence China. That's not going to influence Brazil. That's not going to influence any other country. It's only going to influence the United States. In fact, they stopped offshore drilling in Alaska. Why would the fact that there is a problem down in the Gulf of Mexico stop offshore drilling in Alaska, and yet they've stopped that? And we have to ask ourselves, is there another agenda behind this? Is the Obama administration really dedicated to change? And I think that's a very legitimate question. Yeah, go ahead,
this,
Bob.
Well, yeah, and see this this cap and trade idea. Now, I think there's an awful lot of people that don't understand that, don't even have any idea what we talk about if we say cap and trade. But to put it in the simplistic terms, it's not that easy either. But this is something, like you mentioned, this is something that was already on the table being moved forward long before we had this emergency in the Gulf. But what cap and trade amounts to being, it's another one of these very high-level financial scams. It's a fraudulent kind of a scam with the concept similar to that of stocks, some of these fraudulent stocks and bonds and the derivatives that were created by the bankers that took money from the left hand to the right hand and back and forth. It's almost like three-card Monte, where you can't even keep track of money in, money out, and where does this mean and what does that mean, and the next thing you know, people are borrowing against money that doesn't even exist, et cetera. And the cap-and-trade concept, to make it as simple as possible, it's a system that would set up guidelines, and by the way, the relationship to the oil is, in this case, where it is a pollution, it's a polluting problem. The cap-and-trade situation is where you would have a certain amount of manufacturing companies and oil companies and people that naturally pollute by the manner, by their whatever they're manufacturing or producing. These are regular polluters. They would be given certain tradable permits. They would be given a certain amount of credits. It's like giving permission to do a certain amount of polluting, and you could actually, they could trade these between themselves and between the government for taxation credits and things of this sort. It becomes really kind of, again, it's a convoluted, like a very confusing banking structure or a stock and bond setup.
But the thing is that you can buy these carbon credits for somebody else that has the credits, and then you can continue polluting. So it's not going to cut down on the pollution.
Absolutely.
I mean, basically, it's simply a means of extorting money from the United States. And what people have to understand is there's an organized effort to bankrupt the United States, to run up the cost of our production, of our manufacturing, of our electricity, of our power, to get us out of our cars. And the Chinese communists aren't going along with this scam. The Indians aren't going to go along with this scam. They're the biggest polluters in the world. Why are we doing that? We're not the biggest polluter in the world at all. They want to destroy America. And when you understand that, it makes sense. Go ahead, Bob.
Right. And that's...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that will protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For Liberty, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California, 464-8295. And it is my contention, we do not know exactly what happened, but there are suggestions that some people had foreknowledge there was going to be a problem. But I think that both Bob and I would agree that they have handled this whole problem incredibly foolishly. In fact, it's impossible to believe that they've turned down the offers of help from other countries that would have solved this problem a long time ago. Maybe there'd still be some oil coming up and it would not be washing up on our beaches. And they're doing everything they can to block an efficient approach to this and creating this problem because the Obama administration is dedicated to change. And the change that's coming, of course, is the cap-and-trade legislation. The change that's coming certainly is going to stop offshore drilling in the United States. And so we will continue to be energy dependent, and we've even stopped offshore drilling in Alaska because there was a spill in the Gulf of Mexico, and it's totally uncalled for. But you must understand that the Obama administration is intent upon one thing, the destruction of our economy. That's what Reverend Wright, who is Obama's mentor, wanted, was to destroy America. That's what many of the people within the environmental movement want. They want to destroy America, and boy, they're doing a great job of it, and they're going to utilize this problem down there in the Gulf of Mexico. They're going to destroy that area, impoverish the people. They'll probably end up destroying British Petroleum, which will have a profound impact on destroying England. But you see, these people aren't intent upon one thing, change. And that means the destruction of the American way of life. Bob was just talking about down there in New Orleans, that area. So what a unique part of our country. Go ahead, Bob.
Well, and a big part of it, besides, there's many interesting parts to it. I did, when I was in the music industry for quite a while, I had four different offices in the South, and one of them was in the New Orleans. I loved that opportunity. Every 2 weeks or so, I would be in those offices, the loss down there that we're going to have in terms of fishing, all of the fishing and all the crabbing, the clamming, the oyster growth down there, the shrimping and all of that, that's already today. That's stopped. That's finished. And then you have all of the support down there, restaurants, the small businesses, the warehouses, the actually national shippers that take those seafoods that are caught and brought in from there and ship them overseas, freeze them and process them and everything. That's all stopped. All the truckers that commonly go in and out from down there, the canneries that are there for all of the fish products, those are all stopped today. They're already done. They're out of business. If they're not out of business, they've had police shut their doors, and they're holding their breath on the basis that maybe the oil company, BP, is going to cut them enough money to restore them or keep them alive. That's not going to happen. That they can say that what they're going to do, but that's not going to happen. So you have the destruction of that entire pocket of not just the destruction in goods, but the destruction of an entire way of life. Of a company down there that I know was I believe it was a shrimping operation that had been a family operation for 138 years. They had been there through the depression and everything, and they're now out of business for the first time. They're done. So we had, if you go back a few years and you look, we had the destruction of our automobile sales and production. For the most part, that was done. We ended up closing all of those production facilities down to a skeleton crew. Then we had the banking, and then we had the real estate, and the general financial crash. These are all different areas. New York City, the stocks and bonds, all those people put out of work a couple of years ago. And each one of them for some kind of a ridiculous reason, you know, different fraud involved. But he had that one fella up there that took so many people for billions of dollars. Anyhow, the bottom line is it goes back to what we're always talking about, and that is financial destruction requiring the Americans to buy into the change in our entire country.
And I'm sure certainly what's going on down there, not only in New Orleans and Louisiana, but Mississippi, all along the coast, even into Florida, is the destruction of the tourist industry. They're
right.
Dependent upon the tourist industry. That is being very systematically disposed, destroyed. Whether this is really a problem, whether there are that many tar balls, doesn't matter. It's the perception. And then, of course, the stories about the toxic gases, and whether they're real or not doesn't matter. People are not going to be going to destroy the tourist industry, the shipping industry, the foundation of the economy of that part of our country. This is Dr. Stan, and go right ahead, Bob.
Well, and we have, you know, what we have also is the basic destruction of plankton and amoeba at the very lowest level of the food chain, the very primary beginning point for all life, and in that area, that entire area, the chances of it all being totally destroyed is also very good. Very good chance that we would lose that basic bottom line of the food chain. We have entire, whales, porpoises, and turtles, and of course all of the birds, et cetera, the potential to actually end up having some of these go totally extinct because you destroy 2, 3 to 5 years of reproductive ability of all of that food chain that depends on starting out with just the plankton itself. We could actually end up having animals, entire species go extinct. It happened and was very close to happening with the Exxon Valdez spill. And this one is, this thing makes the Valdez spill, I think, look like, a thimble full of food coloring going into a bathtub compared to what's going on there now. And again, we have to, which you mentioned earlier, it seems like every 2 days we get some kind of a new percentage, a number, a volume that they're giving us to how much of this is actually out there. The idea that we're not going in there immediately and cleaning this up, it's bewildering. I just don't, it's very frustrating that somebody like myself, and I used to have sufficient connections with people I was dealing with in Washington. I could pick up the phone and I could get to a genuine answer. What's going on? Tell me what's going on. I could talk to a congressman or a senator. Most of those folks that I dealt with on a day-to-day basis have moved out.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Bob Fletcher. Our telephone number, if you have a question or comment on the oil spill, is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But I said today our guest is Bob Fletcher. And Bob, before we go on, I want you to go ahead and get out your website, tell people how they can get in touch with your ministry.
Sure. If you simply go on the computer and put BobFletcherInvestigations.com. It's BobFletcherInvestigations.com. That'll get you right to our website and show you all of the investigations that we've been involved with for so many years, and what you can actually get DVD copies of some of the most troublesome and some of the most interesting investigations that I had been involved with for so many years now, or you can email me at news@bobfletcher.info. That's news@bobfletcher.info, which also, of course, is on our website. It'd be great to answer any questions you've got, or try to aim you in the right direction if we don't have the answers to your questions. What happens against Stan, we get back, it always comes back to the same thing, and that is we have so many crooks in government at this point in time. It's almost like having a cancer that's gone into too many parts of the body and couldn't be corrected. We have to keep chasing these characters the best we can and try to expose to the general public and give them a good idea of what's happening out here. We are so consumed now out of Washington, D.C. with bad guys that it's hard to find any honest people up there at a level that actually could do something about it. It's almost impossible to find anybody that'll move forward because they all have skeletons in the closet and they're afraid to step forward and stop something on the left hand because on the right hand, they'll expose their own criminality up there. It's a terrible problem. I had done quite a bit of work with Henry Gonzalez out of Texas a few years back.
Now, he was a good man. He was head of the House Banking Committee.
And he told me I had supplied him with some of the very things that he turned into major investigations. I had supplied him with an awful lot of investigative information on it. And he wrote me a letter, which I had kept here hanging up on the wall several years ago, and he just responded very frustrated himself after going through another one of many of his banking inquiries. And he simply said that if the general public knew how bad and how criminal the banking was and how serious our financials were, there would be riots in the streets or something like that, was what he had written to us. And this was back, way back, I'm guessing, possibly 92 or 95 when he had written that to me. And he was frustrated because he would go through one inquiry after another there at the banking subcommittees and all, and just could never, ever put anybody behind bars. He never seriously get anybody exposed. By the time, any time they got close to something, somebody would come up and stamp top secret on what he was trying to investigate, and that would, of course, stop the inquiries.
And as I remember, he died as a fairly young man, didn't he?
Henry had retired. He had retired. I'm thinking he was, I think he was about 70.
Well, that's a very young man.
When you say young man, I'm thinking so many of the people that died at 40 or 45 by car accidents and shooting themselves seven times and things like that. So when you said young man, no, but he finally had retired and was, I think he was 70, 72 when he passed away.
Okay, fine. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295. But remember, the Obama administration has said they want change. Well, they're getting change. The automotive industry is pretty well damaged here. Certainly General Motors is operating over in China and Russia and India and certainly South America. And Chrysler, of course, has been transferred to fiat money. And the automotive industry is changing and changing dramatically. At one time we produced 18 million cars a year. Today we put out 10 or 11 million, and China is moving rapidly towards 18 million cars, and not a few years ago, but everything's changing. China will soon become the largest automotive manufacturer in the world. Our banking industries and on the ropes. Certainly we've already closed down over 81, 83, I think, banks so far this year, maybe more than that, certainly. As we look and see what the electricity, price of electricity is going up, barriers are being put as far as nuclear energy is concerned. Our farming industries in real problems here in the central California. They've simply shut down farming by turning off the water, and so we have the problems of global warming. The housing market is collapsing. Small industries are shutting down. Jobs, more people lose their jobs every single month. The lumber industry has been shut down by the environmentalists. The mining industry has been shut down by the environmentalists. The newspapers are closing all across America. News magazines are certainly losing money. And of course, if you look at the transportation industry, the railway industry. So many of the major industries, the stalwarts of this country, are being destroyed. The medical industry is being destroyed by the socialized medicine. More and more people are simply dropping out of medicine. And, of course, it's going to be increasingly hard to get find a physician with the new Medicare system and the death panels that are coming. People may even, as they are in Europe, be afraid to go to the doctor. I'd be afraid to go to the hospital when they get older. President Obama has promised us change. He's going to use this crisis to bring about change. If you listen to his speech, it's well worthwhile listening to it. He talks about how America is going to change forever because of the oil spill, and then his administration does everything to block what needs to be done to stop the oil spill. And we have to ask ourselves, why? Or is there an agenda? Our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Well, Bob, certainly they tell us, well, we're going to try to drill some other wells, and we're going to intersect this well, and maybe by the end of August we'll be able to do something. Why are they going to let this oil continue spilling into the Gulf of Mexico until the end of August?
I do understand that the possibility of not being able to completely shut this thing down by trying to put caps on it, et cetera, like they basically tried here on the onset, because of the depth, the extreme depth of this, how far down it is, it's not easy. The amount of pressure coming out is horrendous. I think it's, it's that old thing about closing the door after the horse is out of the barn kind of a thing. apparently just with news released in the last day or so, that it appears that there actually was an internal memo that said that they anticipated a very high likelihood that this was going to happen. It was only a couple of weeks before it took place. It seems like there's an internal memo that they actually knew that their safety equipment was not properly set up really to handle anything, and it was an internal that said the likelihood of a major disaster was pending.
Well, of course, the thing is, if they knew it was pending, why didn't they try to stop it?
Right.
And something you have to ask yourself, why? Because none of this makes sense. Certainly, this is going to end up bankrupting British Petroleum. And you say, well, obviously, you know, that if they knew it was happening, they never would have, of course, allowed this to happen and destroyed the country, would they? Well, remember that suddenly Peter Sutherland, who was the CEO, left suddenly a few weeks before this catastrophe occurred. He went over to Goldman Sachs, and they sold their British Petroleum stock shortly before the debacle. And you have to understand, they all tie into this Trilateral Commission, and these people have an agenda. They want to destroy the economy of our nation. They want to bring about a one-world government, and America is the one place that this could be prevented. If the American people would stand up and say, we're not going to go along with your agenda, we know what you're doing, it's subversive, and we're going to see that you are put in prison for creating jobs and for financing the Al-Qaeda and for financing the Taliban, we're giving money to Pakistan. It's very obvious if you go up in the Internet to find out that Pakistan is financing the Al-Qaeda, they're financing the Taliban. Why are we giving them money, ladies and gentlemen? Why are we giving money to the people who are financing the people who are killing our boys? Well, we might ask the same thing as far as Vietnam. Why did we give Russia money to give military supplies to North Vietnam that they used to give to the Viet Cong to kill our boys in South Vietnam? It's like deja vu all over again. When are the people going to wake up and understand these people aren't concerned if BP is destroyed and it destroys the economy of Great Britain? They have a different agenda because, in my estimation, they worship a different god. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Our guest is Bob Chapman. And you know, Bob, as we every day you turn on the television, and what do you see on the news? You see the same pictures of the oil billowing up from the Gulf of Mexico, from the floor there. How many times have you seen that picture? I wonder, our listeners, how many times have they seen the oil coming out? Why, last night they had a picture, and they had two pelicans that they had cleaned up their wings, and now they got the oil off of those two pelicans, and they were going to be able to fly away. And, oh, my goodness, two pelicans, ladies and gentlemen, two oily pelicans. Is it possible that we're being manipulated, that they're, as Edward Bernays said, conscious and organized manipulation of the opinions and the occupational habits of the masses is an important element in a democratic society? Are we being manipulated today? What do you think, Bob?
It's almost, you know, it seems, it is absolutely very obvious, and of course yourself and I have been chasing this, ourselves personally for so long, maybe it's really obvious to us, but the people that just are not paying attention, they seem to be missing that point. But the manipulation is, it's mind-blowing. They go from some news stories, it's completely restricted and kept quiet, and others they make these extraordinary, ridiculous things. Spend so much time and money. No disrespect to Michael Jackson. He used it as an example, where they spent a month and a half, and all we saw was Michael Jackson information around his death, etc. They're still doing it now. Even they spend this tremendous amount of time on theatricals, what actor and actresses are dating who, and all of those totally unimportant kinds of things to a country that's on the verge of total bankruptcy. They don't tell us really what's going on in the war. We have thousands. Now I think it's like 4,500 of our soldiers have died over there in the Iraqi war. They don't tell us any of these figures unless you really look and dig it out and find out what's going on. Kids are dying and our servicemen are dying by the hundreds week in and week out over there, and in Afghanistan, of course, also at this point. And what's really amazing is they jump up and down and wave flags about moving out of the Iraqi war. We're going to turn it back to them after losing all of these kids there. And all they're doing is transferring the guys up the road and putting them in Afghanistan. Taking the same Marines, the same soldiers, the same people, moving them out from the left hand, putting them into the Afghanistan to continue the war up in the mountains and all of that. I don't know what they're doing. I don't think they know what they're doing. And like you say, the manipulation of the general public, it's startling. They have all of this garbage that they spend millions of dollars on, hundreds of thousands of hours and dollars on, bringing us news reports of totally insignificant baloney while we have these terribly important things taking place. A worry that I have, of course, is the hurricanes that are about to come in behind this oil rig situation. If we have two or three or four serious hurricanes, first off, obviously, number one, it's going to shut down any possibility. They're actually going to have to pull all the vessels and cleanup crews and everybody. They're going to have to be pulled out of the Gulf if we have a hurricane or two come in. That's the first thing. So what does that mean? Well, it means they're going to be set back another 90 days in potential cleanup. Stopping it, they're going to have to interrupt their own drilling if they have a hurricane or two come in. You know, this emergency well that you're talking about, it has to go in ahead and behind. There's actually two of them they're drilling, one that goes straight down, another one on an angle, to try to get in there and be able to interrupt the, it's sort of like having a garden hose running at one point in time. It's broken open. You've got to get up far enough away from the flow point and install a valve to shut that garden hose off. They tried stopping the garden hose by putting their finger in it, and everybody knows what happens when you try to do that. You just can't really do it. That was their first attempt. But all of those things are going to have to stop when they have the first big major storms come in. Then we have the question of what happens to the oil. Does it now blow all of this oil way all the way around from Brownsville, Texas, all the way down to Miami, Florida? We don't know. It's a matter of what direction it goes and how big the storm is. What if you had something like the Katrina? If you had something that big come in behind and pushing not just water and storm, but pushing hundreds of thousands of gallons of crude oil, blowing that right on into a city like New Orleans again. What kind of a cleanup would Tampa, Florida have if they had to clean up oil along with 3.5 feet of water being blown into the ocean side in Tampa, Florida? So it's nobody said much about that yet, but the hurricanes could really turn this, just multiply this problem by the thousands.
And I really think that's a very real factor, you know. But the thing is, what they should have done is long ago. I'm sure, basically, of course, all they had this big container they put over the top of the pipe. They said, oh, my gosh, it got some methane crystals in it. You know what that means. And, well, all they had to do, of course, was put, you know, a pipe on the top of that. They could have gotten the oil out. I am firmly convinced they didn't want the top kill approach to actually solve the problem, because they wanted change. You go right ahead, Bob. You got 3 minutes to wrap up the program.
Well, I don't know.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Well, I was horrified when I saw the plight of the people in Haiti after the earthquake. But a similar event could happen right here in the United States, and that's why you should call the freeze-dry guy at 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-FOOD, and purchase a supply of his products. Freeze-drying is a great way to preserve food. I know because I bought a supply 40 years ago, and when I opened a can recently, the food was as fresh and tasty as when I purchased it. We're living in uncertain times, so if you'd like to have a supply of ground beef, diced beef, chicken, vegetables, or fruit on hand, call the freeze-dry guy at 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-FOOD, and mention you heard about him right here at Radio Liberty.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com. 1-800-SPECIAL.
Time. And, of course, what did the Three Mile Island do? It stopped nuclear plant development in America for 30 years. We've not bought one nuclear plant. Everybody else in the world has nuclear energy. We do not. Why? Because they want to destroy America. That's very simply. They want to run up the cost of electricity. I personally talked to the number one man in the state of California many years ago dealing with electricity. He told me that nuclear energy was next to hydroelectric. It was by far the cheapest form of electricity. And yet, of course, we're not allowed to have it in America. And everything is done to block building new power plants and eventually to shut down the power plants, nuclear power plants we have. Why? Because they want to deindustrialize America. They want to run the cost of electricity up so high that the plants, the remaining manufacturers, will move overseas. So they actually reward companies that move overseas by giving them tax breaks. If you move your corporation overseas, you'll get special loans so you can build your plants. You won't have to put up with all the government harassment and regulation. But more than that, you don't have to pay any corporate taxes. You're an American corporation. You don't have to pay taxes. Isn't that wonderful? Why would you do something like that? Well, either the people in Washington, D.C. are very stupid, or they want our corporations to move overseas, and that's what it's really all about. And if you want to understand what's really happening, you need to get here, read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. That's Brotherhood of Darkness. It's available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, you need, of course, to get Pat Wood's excellent DVD on the Trilateral Commission. You need to understand.